And now on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM and 99.9 in Prescott and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A, it's Talk of the Town. Today is Chino Valley Day. Talk of the Town is sponsored by House Chilson & Associates, Cottonwood Area Transit, Prescott Brewing Company, A&E Reaper Graphics, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Barrett Propane, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, Prescott Dirt, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. Now, live from the studios of KQ&A, here's your host for today's show, the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce Director, Lorette Brashear.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to KQ&A's Chino Valley Days. We're so excited today. I've got great guests lined up for you. I have Pam Berry, Executive Director of Horses with Heart. I have Jason Pudney here, one of the owners of Crooked Canes. So stay tuned to KQ&A's Talk of the Town Chino Valley Days on 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, and always on the web at kqna.com.
Barrett Propane, the name you trust. We want you to stay comfortable with us. Over the years, we've taken pride in serving you. Locally owned, we're neighbors too. Serving the community is what we do. Barrett Propane, the name that's tried and true. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Hi, this is Sam with Prescott Dirt, and we've been family-owned and operated since 1999. We've just expanded our inventory and now have over 80 different products to suit your landscaping needs. We even have planters mixed for gardening, fill dirt, topsoil, ABC, sand, and boulders. So whatever you need, we've got you covered. We even deliver. Come by and check us out at our Prescott Valley office on Highway 69 and Lake Valley Road next to Napa, or in Prescott off of Willow Creek Road and Sandretto Drive behind Affinity RV.
At Augie's Restaurant, they earn your loyalty by treating you like royalty. Every time you visit, you know Augie's will be at your service, friendly, prompt, and courteous. People love coming back to Augie's again and again, where you and your favorite dishes are remembered. Yes, you have choices for dining out, but as a locally owned restaurant, Augie's always knows your name. You're always welcome at Augie's. See you next time at the place to dine on Highway 69, Augie's Frontier Village.
I'm Adam Gettle.
And I'm Ted Gettle.
We're the Gettle Brothers. From Gettle's High Desert Mechanical.
Home of the once-in-a-lifetime experience.
What do you mean, Ted?
On average, people are going to buy a new furnace or AC unit once in their lifetime.
So they might as well buy the best.
Yeah, because if our name's on it, we want you to be comfortable.
For a lifetime.
Go to GettlesHDM.com. That's G-O-E-T-T-L. The guys and gals at Gettle's get it. Got it? Good.
Oh, say, can you see?
It's not every day you hear a British person singing the national anthem, but success is about getting the right attention. At A&E Reaper Graphics, we provide printing that catches the eye. Get your business noticed with exciting new print marketing and signage. Quality marketing shows the quality service we know you provide. Stop by one of our three great locations or call 442-9116. Get your business noticed with A&E Reaper Graphics today.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce Director, Lorette Brashear.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back. I'm so excited. We have two great guests today. I have Jason Pudney, one of the owners of Crooked Canes, and Miss Pam Berry, Executive Director of Horses with Heart, both here in the studio right now. Hey, how are you guys doing today?
Doing good, Lorette. How are you?
Good. How are you, Jason?
I'm doing good, Lorette. How are you?
I'm fantastic for a Monday. It's freezing cold outside. I'll tell you what. It was, I thought the weather was warming up.
Yeah. It's still early.
Yeah, I was kind of hoping, you know. I'm tired of this weather. But apparently, yeah, it's still nice and still jacket season. I thought we were over that.
Yeah, last week it was nice in the 60s. Now it's back in the 50s.
I know. It's kind of a little teaser, right? A little teaser to get us going. So, Pam, Horses with Heart, you guys got an event coming up, don't you?
We have got so much coming up.
So many
crazy
events.
But the first one, our 17th annual Bowl-a-thon.
17th annual.
That's it.
Wow.
Yep. February 15th. Coming up real quick.
Right.
Where's that going to be at?
That's at Antelope Lanes, Prescott Valley, and we start at 9 o'clock checking in, and we're bowling by 10. Lots of food and prizes and just a lot of fun.
Yeah, and this is for to benefit Horses with Heart.
Correct. This fundraiser, we allow the participants to designate where they want their funds to go. So it can go to scholarship fund, it can go to horse care, it can go to the Special Olympics team, just to kind of help our participants, our riders during the year, build up funds to help them participate.
And is this an all-day event?
No, actually, it's just in the morning.
Oh, wow.
Yep, we just have one session, all 24 lanes. We've got it from 9 to noon.
So, and if people want to be a part of it, it's closed off now, right?
Well, registration has officially closed. However, we have a few lanes available.
Ah.
So first come, first served. We'll fill them up as much as we can.
So anyone out there that still wants to get a team together or be on a team,
correct,
they can still, there's still time.
Yep. Give us a call, 928-533-9178.
And if they just want to come and watch, you know, I'm not the best bowler, but...
You don't have to bowl. We've got raffle drawings. We've got all kinds of ways that you can contribute and give to the program. It's just fun.
Just a fun day.
Absolutely.
And you can come as a spectator and come watch and cheer other people on.
Absolutely.
That would be a fun day. And so it's February 15th, like you said, right around the corner.
Yep.
In Prescott Valley.
Yep. Antelope Plains.
And there's still room, so people can still sign up for this. And you said, and proceeds go to whatever they want it to
right.
go to.
Exactly. They can designate it where they want it to go.
What's the price to be in this?
$35 gets you two games of bowling, an event t-shirt, and your shoe rental.
Wow. You can't beat that.
Nope.
Oh, wait, that's good.
Yeah, $35, and that gets you, yeah, all that stuff that you were just saying.
Yep.
Fantastic. And then does that get you a t-shirt?
Yep.
Ah, that's always the glory prize.
That's right.
A t-shirt. Most people want that coveted t-shirt. You know, Bill here collects tons of t-shirts, and he's a t-shirt fanatic. So, yes, absolutely. So you've got that coming on, and then what else?
Right around the corner, we start getting busy for our season. The horses come back to the ranch the 19th and 20th, and at the end of the month, we have our first volunteer orientation for returning volunteers. Then the first Saturday in March, we have orientation for new volunteers.
Okay, so you just said the horses come back to the ranch. Where were they on vacation?
Well, yeah, they've all been on vacation. It went mid-November. They all
where
go
it's
out.
Nice and warm, the Bahamas.
Well,
I mean, no, I don't know.
They're all still here locally.
Okay.
So, yeah, they've been enduring the same weather challenges we have. But they go to adoptive homes over the winter. They get a change of pace. They get to relax, do different things.
Wow.
Yeah, so it is a vacation.
It is quite a vacation. How many horses are there now?
Right now we've got 12.
That's still a lot. And do you still have the mini?
Yeah, we still have Rocky.
Rocky. I was going to say Gus. I knew it was something. Yes, he's super cute.
He is. He's been on a diet. He's actually trimmed down a little bit.
He's been on a diet.
Yeah.
He's on keto.
Yeah, well, close to keto.
Little ponies are always the ones that like to eat more than anybody else.
They don't have to eat much to expand their girth.
Gotcha.
I have a question for you on that. For your volunteers, what are the procedures for that, requirements and everything?
Okay, we do require that you attend an orientation. And then we kind of do a walkthrough, kind of a layout of where you can help, whether it's facility maintenance or helping with the animals, helping with our sessions. Then we let you tell us where you want to fill in, where you think you'd be best.
That's really great. That's, you know, sometimes you don't know that volunteers have hidden talents. You know, some people can draw really well or can, you know, or proofreaders. Or
they're electricians or painters.
Exactly. All the good stuff.
Yeah, the kind of stuff that we need every year.
Yes, exactly. So I think that's really great. So it's mandatory for them to go through volunteer training.
Once a year.
Just had one, didn't you?
No.
Oh.
No, we haven't had one since last fall.
Well, okay, so the new year is coming up, so you'll have one coming up and gearing up. So right now, if anyone's interested in volunteering for Horses with Heart,
they call us at 533-9178. We can send out forms, or they can go onto our website, horseswithheartaz.org, and pull the forms off of there. They can also, you know, find out a little bit about what we do and who all is involved.
Great. So we've got that going on. You said your horses are coming back from vacation. And then are they all going to be there permanently now?
They'll be there through the year until mid-November.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. So what are some of the things happening at Horses with Heart that we can expect? I know you guys are busy with events.
Right. We've got
the bowl-a-thon coming up.
The bowl-a-thon coming up.
Or this week.
Yep. Then our orientation's on
next 15th. week.
15th. Don't rush it.
Oh, gotcha.
Give me 2 weeks.
2 weeks. Okay. 2 weeks. Sorry, I'm way ahead.
Then we get back into our regular sessions middle of March.
Okay.
So we'll have about a month of everybody getting back into routine, volunteers coming out and taking care of horses, getting reacquainted, kind of refreshing everybody's memory on the safety and the procedures and all of that. Special Olympics team will get together the 8th of March, I think it is. And then we start practicing. We've already got some shows that we're interested in going to this year. So it just, the year's starting out with a bang.
Already, literally a bang. You guys are hitting the ground running. So you got that coming up. And then I know that we've teamed up once again, too, for Sequence and Saddles.
Right.
And that's for, we've got that for Labor Day weekend.
Correct.
And that's when Chino Valley turns 50, the big 5-0.
I remember then.
You remember then. Yeah. So, yeah, we've got that. And that one, too, is a big event as well. Yeah. So I know we'll start the planning stages with that as well.
Yep.
So there's a lot going on at Chino Valley, especially with you guys and the horses coming in and lots of gearing up for volunteers. And so if people want to be a volunteer at your location, to, for them to just call you and get signed up for that. And still there's time for that bowl-a-thon.
Absolutely.
And that's so much fun.
Oh, it is. The nice thing about bowl-a-thon, it's a mixture of our volunteers. It's our actual clients that participate in sessions throughout the year. And just family members and friends that just come out to support our organization.
And can you explain a little bit about what you guys do?
We provide therapeutic horsemanship opportunities for people with disabilities. Just about any disability from learning impairment to CP, autism, cerebral palsy. Oh, I said CP, didn't I?
But I didn't know what that meant, so now I do know. You know, hey.
Right, cerebral palsy.
I was like thinking, I was like CP, but yes, okay.
But traumatic brain injury. We have programs for kids from age 40. We've got adult programs for veterans. We've got a silver saddle program for able-bodied adults above that 55-year mark that just have age-related things happening that are classified as disabilities. So we kind of cover the gamut.
You really do. So you cover all that. And is there a cost to being in that program?
There is. Special Olympics doesn't cost because that's a Special Olympics charter.
Okay.
So all of that is covered by team sponsorships, but for our riding sessions, for a 6-week session in a group setting, it's $300.
Okay.
But, you know, I mentioned bowl-a-thon. You can designate your money to scholarships. So we also have those available for those riders who can't, you know, achieve that
Right. So scholarships are available for those that even if they need it, it's there.
Right.
That's really great. Yeah. You know, so many organizations really, you know, do a lot of scholarships, and I think that's really great. I know, Jason, don't you guys do like a scholarship?
Yeah, we do. We just started up a scholarship program for the less fortunate.
Gotcha. And Jason's with Crooked Canes, one of the owners. Jason, what is Crooked Canes?
We're an interactive art gallery that's teamed up to work with after-school program to allow the students to have an expression in art and, you know, kind of give them a place to come and hang out and relax. And then we also have just started our nonprofit, which is Arizona Resin Teaching Services, that works primarily with at-risk youth to get them kind of give them a second chance to get back in to life and help them express themselves in an appropriate way.
Yeah, that's really great because a lot of the art projects or a lot of the art programs have just gone away. You know, they're not really there in schools anymore.
Yeah, they're very limited to what they can do, and I give hands down to the teachers that do teach some of these programs. I know they're very limited on what they can and can't do as far as funding and then what the schools will allow them to teach anymore as well.
Right, exactly, with the art programs. Because like we said, art, you know, they're just not there anymore. I remember when I was in school, I had a ton of art classes, it seemed like. You know, it was like part of the curriculum. I went to, you know, I had a pottery class, and it was just so different. And now it doesn't seem like those are really around.
No, they're not. And that's one of the things we're trying to bring back to them. We're trying to bring back in pottery, leather, different mediums of art, acrylic painting, oil painting. We do obviously do resin art, so we're teaching them how to cast resin molds and then to work with abstract art and resin some basic small woodworking skills, soldering, things like that. So they can kind of pick up a multi array of different learning abilities.
Yeah, and doing artwork, you know, especially like with riding a horse, Pam, it opens up the whole another side of your brain that is just not, we don't use every day, or we just aren't really that creative, but it really does help out in that aspect.
Yeah, it goes hand in hand, especially with like horses as well. It kind of, it gives you a therapeutic way, and then also helps build mathematical and science skills as well through the kids.
Well, that sounds great. We'll be back with more, talking with Jason and Pam, and we'll talk more about Crooked Canes. What is Crooked Canes and how you guys got started with it, and where did the name Crooked Canes come from? Absolutely. So we'll be back with more on KQ&A's Talk of the Town, Chino Valley Days.
Stay warm and comfortable all winter long with Gettles High Desert Mechanical. When it comes to fast, reliable service, the guys and gals at Gettles get it. Building, remodeling, or just making sure your heating and air conditioning is performing properly. Call Gettles and their highly trained service techs will keep your furnace system running at peak efficiency. Avoid disappointments and future regrets. Don't settle. Call Gettles, G-O-E-T-T-L-S. Visit GettlesHDM.com, now offering plumbing repair and service.
Roses are red, violets are blue. There's a giant share of Castle Cash waiting for you. It's the Don't Break My Heart giveaway at Cliff Castle Casino Hotel. Two hearts are better than one, so grab a loved one and start earning entries all February. Hourly drawings every Saturday in February from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. for a chance to win $5,000 in Castle Cash. At 11 p.m., a lucky guest will have a chance to win $10,000 in Castle Cash. It's the Don't Break My Heart giveaway, only at Cliff Castle Casino Hotel.
Must be 21 and a Players Club member to participate. See Players Club for details.
Do you want a chance to win a free lunch at Prescott Brewing Company? Just check our website or follow us on Facebook to find out this week's lucky lunch letters. We draw them every Friday, and the letters we draw match your first and last name initials. Yay, you win a free lunch the following Tuesday. Or find out the old-fashioned way. Just pick up the phone and call us at 771-2795. Prescott Brewing Company, in the heart of downtown Prescott.
Cheers to 25 years.
Shall I compare thee to a summer's day? Will you be my Valentine?
Bruce, what does Valentine's Day have to do with Cottonwood Area Transit? After all, it's a sweet ride every day with Cap.
Rudy, life is like a box of chocolates. Every day with Cottonwood Area Transit routes through Clarkdale, Verde Village, and 26 locations in Cottonwood. With Verde Links, it's a quick and easy trip to Sedona every day.
Don't forget our connectors to Camp Verde and Greyhound through Yavapai Nation Transit.
That's why you're a smooth operator, Rudy.
And I'm taking my sweetheart on the Verde Links to Sedona.
Visit cottonwoodaz.gov for Cottonwood Area Transit and make every day a sweet ride.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you to who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Hello, this is Susan Morrison. That agent is here at House Chilson Insurance. Come see us today at 400 Whites Bar Road. We are one of the only locally owned and operated independent insurance agencies left in Prescott.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce Director, Lorette Brashear.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to KQ&A's Talk of the Town, Chino Valley Day. I'm here today with Jason Pudney. He's one of the owners of Crooked Canes, and I'm also here with Pam Berry, Executive Director of Horses with Heart. So before the break, we were kind of talking about both of your programs, but Jason, we left off with you. Tell us a little bit about Crooked Canes. What is it, and where the heck is, how did you guys come up with the name Crooked Canes?
So actually, Crooked Canes started out by my business partner, Dell Hormuth. He started making canes. He was diagnosed 10 years ago with MS, and he had to build his own canes and stuff because he couldn't find the right ones in the store. So we started off making canes, and then I hooked up with them, and we started making the cane toppers. And then it expanded from there. We were selling things at swap meets, the fair, local events.
Entrepreneurs,
like
real entrepreneurs here.
And then we were approached by a homeschool group to ask if we would teach a class on our resin services that we do, and That's where we started out, and Crooked Canes was the founding business that we started, so we felt that we would keep that going with us.
You guys do so much with resin, things that I didn't even realize were possible. I knew a lot about, you know, I'm a jewelry fanatic, so I know, like, resin can go in jewelry and things like that. But I didn't know, like, some of the sculptures you guys do in tables and glow-in-the-dark stuff. I mean, I didn't realize resin was able to do all that stuff.
Yeah, resin's, it's very versatile. I mean, you can cast molds and make jewelry. You can do tables. You can do floors with it. You can do countertops.
Floors, countertops, wow.
You can work with.
You need to come to my house. I'm in the process of remodeling everything, so I had no idea like I could do that. Yeah. Okay. So.
Yeah, and it also you can work with artwork as far as canvas work and different things with it as well. Like you said, our glow in the dark things, you can write mixed media messages that only glow in the dark. You know, kind of take it back to James Bond days and secret messages. The kids really like that and enjoy it. We also do like a acrylic pour type of application with our resin so that it does a marble effect or, you know, a abstract art.
Right. Gotcha. And so there are classes that are offered to the kids.
Yeah, we do classes every single day of the week, except for Sundays. We're closed. That's our family day that we spend with our families. But our Monday classes this month is Mural Monday, so we have our students painting a couple murals.
Fun.
They're getting their practice to being able to do that so we can take them out into the community and do that during the summer program. On Tuesday.
I got a project for you when you get ready for that.
Oh, well, most definitely.
I know, right? You guys have a lot of cool space that you can do murals with.
Yeah, and our kids love it. I mean, they get the opportunity to draw on a wall and paint something and allow the community to see it. And the spark and interest and the drive that I see in them as soon as we tell them something like that is just it's phenomenal. We also do like Tech Tuesday where we do different things with technology. Last month in January, we did a commercial for our
amazing
our program. The kids did all the work there. They did all the photography for it. They did the editing, and they did also like a PowerPoint slideshow, which will be broadcasted here shortly on a couple different TV shows.
Yeah, I actually have it in my hot little hands, and I'm excited to see it. That's great. And so it was made by the kids.
Wow. Where do you do these after-school classes?
We do them right over there by Gabby's Kitchen, just right down the way from your guys' organization. We're in 2235 South State Route 89, Suite B5. We're right next door to the tattoo shop.
The Windy Plaza.
Yeah, you can't miss us, you know. Big old sign that says art gallery. You'll see our 7-foot monkey, Picasso, and his pet dog, Van Gogh, sitting out front of our store.
Oh, so now the monkey has a pet dog.
Yeah, he bring home a stray, and we couldn't help but name him Van Gogh. So it just kind of, it was like two peas in a pod there.
Oh, that's great. So funny. It's a huge monkey. And then you had that banana sign forever.
Yeah.
Which I didn't get it because I'm not part of the art world, but explain that. That was hilarious.
Oh, well, last year somebody had put they couldn't figure out how to draw a banana, so they ended up putting a banana on the wall, duct taped it, and called it art at $120,000. And some gentleman took it off the wall and ate it. It was a big old thing on there. So Picasso.
That would have been my luck, you know. So nobody draw beef jerky, nacho cheese. I probably would have eaten the heck out of that. So they went ahead and did it as a joke.
Yeah.
For their open house. And so, of course, all these art people were laughing, and I totally missed the joke till Jason told me. I was like, oh, now I get it. That's funny.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
That's great.
And then also, to go back to our classes as well, we do like Woodworking Wednesdays. We do like a Mixed Media Thursday, and then we always have our Free Fridays, which is we do a freehand drawing in the morning, starting at 11, then we take a break for lunch, and then we go back doing mixed media something, whatever happens.
When
that
are you
day.
Sleeping?
We sleep at about 4
Sunday,
hours a day.
Right?
Yeah, on Sundays.
Like just on Sundays up. Only. So all these classes, is there a price to be in them, a certain age group?
Yeah, we do have a membership program, which is $50 per student, and then we also have our sponsorship program works on a sliding scale basis. So Depending on the amount of income the family brings in and how many members are there, you get a 20 or a 50% discount, or if they qualify, they get 100% discounts. And we look for local businesses and sponsors to help, allow them kids to continue to come.
Right. So what kind of sponsorships are you looking for?
We're looking for anybody that would be able to take on a kid and sponsor them for a month or 2 months or three or even the whole year. We find that there's a lot of the students out there that can't afford to do a small membership of even $50. And them students seem to be the most ambitious and the ones that really want to learn the art. So we felt that it's necessary to have them be able to.
So the sponsorships, is it just like $50 for the month or is it $50 for the year? What is that?
It's $50 a month.
Okay.
And with that, it comes, they get to attend three different classes a week. And they also get discounts on the gallery. Well, not discounts. They get a free space to put their art to sell in our gallery as well.
Oh, the kids do?
Yeah.
Oh, that's fantastic. So if I want to go look at local art or I'm interested in buying local art, I just go to your place?
Yeah. We have one local artist, Kellogg. She has been a big supporter to us.
She's a supporter of ours, too.
Yeah, she's been tremendous throughout
it's amazing.
This last
small world.
Few months that we've been doing. A lot of her art is on our walls, and then whatever isn't hers is 90% of the kids. There's a little bit of business partner, Dells and I's on the wall, but a lot of it is the kids. So you can come down, take a look at it, buy some of the art. All the proceeds and everything that goes back into this continues to build a further program for the youth to continue art.
Wow, gotcha. You guys are offering, like I said, a ton of workshops. And then what happens on Saturday? Is that a free day too?
No, we have, it's not a free day. It's close to it, but it's $5 a person or $15 for a family, and it's family fun day. You can come down, bring your kids, even if it's adults and you want to bring your mom and your dad and you're 40 years old, it don't matter. Come down.
Good.
And spend a little time. You can do a little, we have different workshops. At least three different workshops every Saturday, if not more, just depending on our volunteers that we can get.
Wow. So there's quite a bit. Is there any adult workshops in particular, like, just something for the adults?
Oh, we do stuff here and there. You can always keep an eye out on our website, CrookedCanesArt.com, or our Facebook page, Crooked Canes Art and More. We're building it up right now. We're getting ready to do a Bob Ross challenge night.
So oh my gosh, that sounds hilarious.
Yeah, there'll be a bunch of people trying to paint a Bob Ross scene in the 30 minutes that he does it on TV as well.
Oh my gosh, that is so fun. I would be horrible at it. I can't even draw a straight line. But, you see all these videos and it looks easy. Like anytime I Google something on YouTube, I'm like, that looks so easy. And then I try it. Not so easy. Yeah. Especially art. I'm like, no.
it takes a little time to get it, but it's a very fun thing. That particular workshop will be benefiting our nonprofit, Arizona Resin Teaching Services.
Fun.
And it will also be benefiting the local CASA for Kids.
When is
Foundation.
That coming up?
We have not got the exact date yet.
We're looking
hopefully the end of February, beginning of March. We're just waiting on a couple details for a
absolutely.
Place.
That sounds fun. So it's kind of the Bob Ross Challenge?
Yeah, well, that's what we're going to call it, as a Bob Ross Challenge.
And is it open to anyone or just adults?
Well, it's going to be open to anyone. We're going to be selling tickets for it. Like I say, all the proceeds go to the two nonprofits. And then we're also going to be giving away a prize for
the best.
Yeah, for best artwork that day.
Oh, that's going to be great.
And they also get to take their artwork home, too. It's not like they get to keep, we keep it and raffle it off or anything. You get to complete your artwork and take it home and show people what you get to do as well.
You know, Lorette, I think they should have a space with us in the arena for Wine Bites and Brews.
Yeah, Wine Bites and Brew is one of Chino Valley's biggest events. It is what it sounds like. It's samplings of wine, samplings of some beer, and we'll have food there as well. And so what's really going to be great is this year is the first year that we're opening it up to vendors. We've never done that before because we've had such a limited space. But this year, Wine Bites and Brew is going to be held at Olson's Grain. So thank you, Olson's, for letting us use that facility. But we had partnered up with Pam, I guess, last week because we have this amazing arena there, and I didn't want it to go to waste. And so you guys are bringing...
We're probably going to have Rocky... maybe
Rocky,
a couple of
the
little
baby.
Minis that
the little
his
mini.
Buddies that join him in his
yeah,
activities.
Yeah, I love Rocky.
Come out and kind of cruise through the crowds. They're kind of our ambassadors. And we'll have
Do they have their ambassador jackets?
Well, they do have jackets
that are
top secret at the present
time.
They've got a new program they're working on. And
gotcha.
They're going to have special jackets just for that. So it's
Love it.
Yeah,
top secret. So maybe at Wine Bites and Brew, this secret will be revealed.
Maybe so.
Oh, that's exciting. Yeah.
So we'll have information available, and we're going to probably bring out some Tactisel, and we'd love to have you there in the arena with us, set up a space and do your thing. Yeah.
Yeah. It's just a really great event. Last year we had about 600 people and we just outgrew Earthworks. And thank you to Susie at Earthworks because that was such a great little location. But now that the event keeps getting a little bit bigger and bigger every year, now we're adding more and more. So this year we're actually adding a casino. Yay. So there's going to be some casino games. This event is geared towards adults. So we're going to have adult games. So it's going to be like, going to the carnival, but for adults. So all your prizes and all your tickets you get to redeem at the prize counter. And there's all kinds of fun prizes. We're getting great things from the community. And this is a really great event. So if anyone out there wants to sponsor and is looking for some name recognition, I mean, the three of us alone right here have great opportunities. I mean, you've got great events, Pam. And my gosh, wow, Jason, I can't even believe you guys are doing so much with, when we first met, it's like almost like you had a vision and you had no location yet. And, you guys were still working out of your basement or out of the home. And now look where you're at.
Yeah, I mean, community, I'm very blessed to have the community of Chino Valley behind us. They've been tremendous. I mean, we've had a lot of our sponsors already, A to Z Automotive, and then A to Z Home Center, and then Select Automotive. They've been two of our biggest sponsors out there in the Chino Valley area. And we're also looking for more, too. So if you know anybody or you're looking to sponsor a program, please get a hold of us at 928-636-0828.
Let me ask you, Jason, there's people probably like me that feel inspired and go out and buy all this art stuff, because I'm going to do it. I buy canvases. I buy all the, brushes. And 2 years later, I realize I've never done anything with that. Can I donate that stuff to you guys?
Oh, that's a great question. Yes, we do look for donations with that as well. We would look for acrylic paints, oil paints, especially oil paints. That's one of the most costly mediums that we do. Paintbrushes, like I said, canvases. We're looking for easels right now. So if you have easels or know anybody that wants to get rid of some of them, the kids really can use them there as well.
Great. Yeah. Cause I mean, there's got to be more than just me that goes out. I have inspiration for the one day I'm going to do this and then go buy all the materials that go with it. And then realize, I don't like it, or it's not for me, or just do it the one day and just never take it out again. So that's great. That's good to know. So you guys are looking for donations for like any sort of art supplies.
Yes. Yeah. Like I said, we're totally not at all for profit. I mean, our Crooked Canes is a formed entity for profit, but we keep that way so that way we can write scholarships and be able to pay for the students that aren't. Our nonprofit side is where we're able to pick up some of the other costs and things like that.
And your nonprofit side, what was the name of your nonprofit again?
Arizona Resin Teaching Services. We go by ARTS.
ARTS. I love it. ARTS. I mean, that's easy enough.
Yeah, exactly.
I like it. So who came up with that name?
It was Dell and I both. We were actually
The creative guys.
We were in a meeting one day with Dallas at the city center there, or the town center, and it kind of hit us that's what we're going to use. So it kind of worked out.
Isn't that funny? Like when you're talking and brainstorming, you don't realize what the name of something's going to be called, but then all of a sudden you come up with that.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. I love the name. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's great. You guys I can't even believe where you've come. I mean, it's been less than a year.
Yeah. I mean, we started this in, beginning of October, and we started with $50, and I mean, we've grown to where we have a facility and we're able to do this on a daily basis with the students.
Right. So anybody out there that, has a dream of starting a business, you are like the prime example, someone to look to, because it's been less than a year. You guys really started this business, got everyone involved, started off with the right channels, the town, the chamber, and just really started looking, found your own building. Wow. What a success story.
Yeah, we do this for the kids more than anything. I mean, it's our youth is our future, so they're our inspiration. If we can change them now, we can change our future.
Absolutely. On that note, we'll be back with more on KQ&A's Talk of the Town Chino Valley Day.
This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV Service, Sales, and Rentals, and we're proud to be a long-time local business with three locations to serve you. Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69 in Prescott Valley and Dewey, and online all the time at AffinityRV.com.
Affinity RV, bringing family and lifestyles together.
Shall I compare thee to a summer's day? Will you be my Valentine?
Bruce, what does Valentine's Day have to do with Cottonwood Area Transit? After all, it's a sweet ride every day with Cat.
Rudy, life is like a box of chocolates every day with Cottonwood Area Transit routes through Clarkdale, Verde Village, and 26 locations in Cottonwood. With Verde Links, it's a quick and easy trip to Sedona every day.
Don't forget our connectors to Camp Verde and Greyhound through Yavapai Nation Transit.
That's why you're a smooth operator, Rudy.
And I'm taking my sweetheart on the Verde Links to Sedona.
Visit cottonwoodaz.gov for Cottonwood Area Transit and make every day a sweet ride.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you save money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no-problem people. Hello, this is Bill Chilson of House Chilson Insurance. For the moments you need us most, call 445-4600. House Chilson Insurance is one of the last independent agents in Prescott.
Do you want a chance to win a free lunch at Prescott Brewing Company? Just check our website or follow us on Facebook to find out this week's lucky lunch letters. We draw them every Friday, and the letters we draw match your first and last name initials. Yay, you win a free lunch the following Tuesday. Or find out the old-fashioned way. Just pick up the phone and call us at 771-2795. Prescott Brewing Company, in the heart of downtown Prescott.
Cheers to 25 years.
Start it up. Keep it up. That's the way the world works. So when you just need it to work, Batteries Plus Bulbs backs you up with your neighborhood's largest selection of Batteries Plus Bulbs. Plus phone repair to do everything we can to power your cars, phones, and everything in between. Finding and fixing with the know-how you need right now. Broken screen? Dead battery? Batteries Plus Bulbs can fix that. Screens repaired and batteries replaced. Learn more at batteriesplus.com.
We're KQ&A.
Today, there are many ways to return your heart to health. At Yavapai Regional Medical Center's James Family Heart Center in Prescott, our heart doctors work together to find the solution that's best for you. YRMC's heart physicians are top in their cardiology specialties. They're trained in the most advanced heart procedures, many that don't even require an incision. That gets you back to an active life faster. The latest, less invasive procedures, innovative surgical solutions, world-class technology, and amazing heart specialists, all at the James Family Heart Center at Yavapai Regional Medical Center. Inspired by you.
You have probably heard that all good things take time, but at A&E Reaper Graphics, we deliver great printing now, with same day and next day services available for so many of your marketing or personal printing needs. Don't wait a week for your print signs and custom designs. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us online, or call 442-9116. Even Amazon can't offer that prime of a service. At A&E Reaper Graphics, we're proud to be your one-stop print shop.
My portfolio's diversified, my 401k's maxed, but my savings account just sat there till I switched it to Marcus by Goldman Sachs. I'm earning way more now, just between you and me. My savings are right on track, feels like I got upgraded for free.
You can money. With an online savings account from Marcus by Goldman Sachs, you could earn much more interest than with the largest banks. Sign up at Marcus.com.
Comparison made to the three largest U.S. banks measured by total deposits. Rates as of January 21st, 2020 may vary by state. Goldman Sachs Bank USA, member FDIC.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce Director, Lorette Brashear.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back. So glad to have you guys on. I've got Jason Pudney today, and he's with Crooked Canes, one of the owners, like he just said. Also, Pam Berry, Executive Director of Forces with Heart. So before we left, we were talking about Crooked Canes, what you guys do. But I can't, you know, between the two of you guys, both organizations, you guys do a lot of similar work. It just in a different capacity. One works with horses and one works with art. But I feel like, you know, the end result might just be the same.
In a lot of ways, I'm sure it is.
Yeah.
You know, there's the benefits of the horseback riding is there's emotional and there's confidence building and there's physical improvements. There's just so much that that connection with the horse can bring. And I'm sure art's the same way. I'm not artistic, so
yeah.
I'm not a good example. But
well, that goes back to what we do. Anybody can be artistic. I mean, we offer that judgmental free zone so that you can come in and get past that stroke of a pencil or your first paintbrush strokes just to get yourself eased into it. And that's what we do with the kids. We get them to be able to express their emotions in an appropriate way be able to allow them to – you know, keep from PTSD and depression and things like that to keep them in a positive outlook.
Yeah, so both programs are both going on. So if there's people that are looking to get their children involved in something, this is a really great opportunity. And are you guys, Jason, going to continue yours for the summer?
Yeah, we're actually going to have a summer program going. That brings me back to we're going to have a spring break event, an art camp for the spring.
Is it already spring break time?
March 9th through 12th
Holy
in the Chino Valley area.
It is gone by so fast.
Yeah, I believe it's all the quad areas
yep.
having the same spring
so
break.
So it's a spring break. So what's going on for spring break? Sorry,
We're just going to do, different workshops and things like that. We're going to be doing it from about 9 o'clock in the morning to about noon. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, the 9th, 10th, 11th, and the 12th.
And is there any age limit to this? Or, I mean, because a 3-year-old wouldn't be.
No,
or you're allowing a 3-year-old in?
We would allow 3-year-olds. We would just ask parents to be there with them.
Okay, gotcha.
Just because of the fact we don't have enough staff members to be able to accommodate all them. So if you are our volunteer and you were looking to do artwork or even help the youth with art, we're always looking for the volunteers and then also for that spring break camp as well.
So the type of volunteers are you looking for? Are you looking for people that have an understanding of art or just like willing to help and not really sure?
Well, they can have understanding in art, and we also look for people that are able to work with youth as well.
Okay.
Great.
So what do they have to do to be a volunteer with your organization?
For our organization to be a volunteer, you have to pass a level 1 background clearance. And then, obviously, you know, have the compassion and inspiration to work with
and
you.
Show up.
Yeah, and show up.
Gotcha. Yeah.
That is a big thing.
It is a big thing.
Welcome to the volunteer world.
Oh, I know. It's happened to us tremendously a lot of times. You know, we plan for something. Somebody's going to show up. And then next thing you know, 30 minutes before class, I'm trying to pull out something to do for the kids real quick. So we've learned to have a backup plan.
And that's so true. It just because we all three organizations work with volunteers, we have the community volunteer program at the Chino Valley Chamber. And basically what that is, it's a hub for organizations like you all that we have this list of volunteers, this database. So whenever you're looking for volunteers, theoretically, you can call the chamber and say, hey, you know, we've got this event going on. We're looking for volunteers. And then we can send out a mass email to everyone and hopefully that they'll be there. So that's one of the things that we've done that in conjunction with the town of Chino Valley in hopes to better support the different businesses and organizations out there.
Well, aren't you guys having a job fair, if I remember reading something like that on Facebook? So I mean, that could be a good opportunity for people to sign up with the chamber to be volunteers to organizations.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like
and
ours.
The chamber will have a table there specifically. You know, we know some people are just looking for a summer job. They're either looking just for part-time work or, you know, so there's different mediums that people are looking for. And so we're there asking, if you have, you know, 2 hours a month, an hour a month, you know, whatever you have, if you'd like to volunteer with us. And what we do is when, like Pam will say, hey, I've got this bowl-a-thon coming on, we can send an e-blast to all the volunteers and say, Pam needs volunteers on this day for, you know, 1 hour, 2 hours, whatever her needs are. And then that goes out to the database of volunteers. And what we find is really great is that people want to volunteer. They do.
Yes.
They just don't have the time or the commitment to volunteer for one organization every Saturday or every Tuesday. And they have that, you know, like I'm a prime example. I'm one of those that really likes to be out in the community and loves to volunteer. But, you know, with a three-year-old and things going on and of late night events, I don't have that commitment to just say, hey, Pam, I'll be at your place every Tuesday. She would hate me as a volunteer. But what I can say is that's list of data, the database that we have are composed of people like me that can give, you know, 2 hours a month or 3 hours a month or whatever they can give, and they can sign up through that database, and then we'll let that organization know, hey, we've got three volunteers for you. So it's a really great program, and we've got a new community volunteer program coordinator. His name is Steven. We just hired him on. He was actually here last week. I just introduced him, you know, on the radio and got things going. So more and more will start happening with that volunteer program. So we're really excited about that.
That is exciting.
Oh, yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, so if you guys have more. But you were mentioning, too, that on February 21st is the Chino Valley Job Fair. So if you're looking for a job, part-time, summer position, just any sort of job, this is a really great opportunity. I think so far we have 46 employers signed up, which is really great. The last track when I was talking to Catherine, she was saying that there was 405 jobs that are available right now.
Wow.
So,
is that in the Quad area or just in Chino Valley?
Yes, it's all over. So, there's people from Prescott Valley that are going to be there, people from Prescott that are going to be there, a lot of people from Chino. I mean, it's just all over. So you have your ability to kind of pick and choose and look at the different jobs that are available. So it's going to be a really great, event. We're actually the only job fair that's actually during the day.
Nice, nice.
And it's just one of the things that we're the launch of the job fair season. So Chino Valley is launching the job fair season. We do it every year, and we do it on a Friday because schools are closed on Fridays. So we do it at the Chino Valley High School. And like I said, it's just the launch. We'll go ahead and it's from 11 to 2 p.m. And then we'll have early entrance at 10:30, and early entrance is for people with disabilities, 55 or over, or veterans as well.
Great.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so we're looking forward to that. That's kind of some of the upcoming events at the Chamber. We also have our luncheon, which is this week. So that's going to be great. I know Pam's going to be there promoting her bowl-a-thon.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. And you'll be there as well.
Yes, we will be.
And you'll be talking about sponsorships.
Yeah, looking for the local businesses out there to help sponsor the program.
Yeah, so that's February 5th. It is our first luncheon of the year. Yay! We're back in season for us. We're going, and the first one actually is going to be our Economic Development Forum. And so we've got great people, candidates on there, so you'll be able to open, ask questions about Chino Valley, about the Quad City, about growth, about, you know, anything that you want to know about economic development. So it's going to be a really great luncheon. Mm-hmm. So for those that want to go, it's not too late. You can sign up today, tomorrow, but just let us know so we can count you in.
Where do they let you know?
Oh, ChinoValley.org. Thank you, Pam. I was like, thanks, great segue. ChinoValley.org, you can sign up and register, or you can call us at the chamber, and that number is 636-2493, or just Google it. That's kind of the funny thing. So we've got great events with both of you guys. There's so much to pick and choose from. I'm so excited that this is new to our area, and you're talking about expansion as well.
Yeah, we're trying to expand into the Prescott Valley area as well to kind of target and focus more on the at-risk youth. Chino Valley doesn't have the high demand and need for as much as the other areas. And the reason we would be expanding is just transportation reasonings for, you know, trying to get youth back and forth is it the biggest barrier that we have right now.
Yeah, absolutely. That is seems to be, you know, one of the biggest problems is transportation anywhere and transporting youth. But maybe, you know, Pam's got some horses.
Yeah, unfortunately, buggies, they've got this fenced-in area. They don't go outside of it.
Yeah, well, they're great horses. I know that they all have their own names and their own stories. And do you guys, are they donated, adopted?
It's kind of a mixture. The majority of our horses are either donated to us or leased. And we've got a few that actually belong to other people, but they need a job while mom's working or the kids are off to college or whatever it is. So they come to us and we provide their care and their feed while they're serving at our facility. And then in the wintertime, we send them home.
Well, that awesome.
Mm-hmm. That's really great. So that gives the horses a chance to kind of do a job and feel needed.
Yeah, it gives them their self-worth every day as well. Yeah.
Yep.
They love that, I bet, you know, being around all your different riders and different age groups that you said. You guys service everybody.
We do, from 4 to 80 plus.
That's awesome. So that is great. And you guys too, Jason. I mean, you guys are doing programs for all the way to adults too.
Yeah. We most of our adult programs are geared up to work with adults with disabilities and learning curves and things like that.
You're doing some fun ones too, Bob Ross thing. And are you going to do like a wine and paint?
We're gonna do.
I have
one
to ask
them.
That, you know.
Yeah,
is there a wine and paint or something?
Yeah, we're actually we're building them up. We were gonna try to do it at the location there, but there's too many legal things that go along with it. You know, paperwork and licensing for serving alcohol, and it was just more than our financial ship can handle. So, if you do have a venue and you would like to work with us, you can also contact us, and we would like to work with somebody in that as well.
Yeah, great. Great information from both of you guys. I think, you know, people are loving this because they get, you know, two organizations and they get to learn about them, especially right before, you know, spring break. You've got that spring break going on. Pam's got her bowl-a-thon over here. So there's quite a bit going on. Also, Chino Valley came out with their own Chino Valley book. Chino Valley turns 50, so the committee made a 50th book, and it's up for sale now as well. And that book is really great.
What does that book entail with
it? That book is the history of Chino Valley, basically 50 years. So it talks about families that have been around for a very long time, businesses, clubs, organizations. I know, Pam, you guys are featured in the book.
We were allowed to put in our little thing about being proud of being part of Chino Valley.
Nice. Yeah, lots of businesses, lots of different people are in the book. And it's a really great 50th book. It really highlights Chino Valley. It's got, you know, just everything in there. It talks a little bit about the town, the chamber, all kinds of good stuff, things that I didn't even know existed, past restaurants that used to be there for, you know, years and years and years that are no longer there. They have their story in there. Just families that have been there for generations after generations, cattle families. Mm-hmm. So it's really a great history book. We have that. It's available at the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce. It's also available at Town Hall and at the Chino Valley Library. So if you want to get your hands on this hot little book, it's $30, which is really great. That helps. That money goes right back into the 50th. So we're planning a 50th celebration. That's going to be a Labor Day weekend. So that's a huge weekend. Normally, that is territorial weekend. We do a lot for that weekend anyway. But this one's going to be like ramped up, you know, like
extra special.
Extra special. So it's really an exciting time for those of you that want to be involved on the 50th. There's great opportunities like vendors in the park and things like that. The parade, all kinds of stuff going on for Chino Valley's 50th. I'm surprised. I'm excited we're turning 50. But thank you both for being here today. I enjoyed talking with both of you guys. We'll be back with more on KQ&A's Talk of the Town, Chino Valley Days.
Barrett Propane, the name you trust. We want you to stay comfortable with us. Over the years, we've taken pride in serving you. Locally owned, we're neighbors too. Serving the community is what we do.
Ferret Propane, the name that's tried and true. Ferret Propane, the name you trust.
Roses are red, violets are blue. There's a giant share of Castle Cash waiting for you. It's the Don't Break My Heart giveaway at Cliff Castle Casino Hotel. Two hearts are better than one, so grab a loved one and start earning entries all February. Hourly drawings every Saturday in February from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. for a chance to win $5,000 in Castle Cash. At 11 p.m., a lucky guest will have a chance to win $10,000 in Castle Cash. It's the Don't Break My Heart giveaway, only at Cliff Castle Casino Hotel.
Must be 21 and a Players Club member to participate. See Players Club for details.
How many Augie's locations are there worldwide? Well, the answer, of course, is one. The one and only Augie's, locally owned, locally operated, locally inspired by you, the people of the Quad Cities. Delicious steak, scrumptious salmon, huge shrimp cocktail, the best martinis bar none. Open every day for lunch and dinner, the place to dine on Highway 69. The one and only Augie's Frontier Village.
Arizona Coyotes Hockey is live on AM 1130 at 99.9 FM and 95.5 FM, Prescott Valley, Cottonwood, KQ&A. Coyotes Hockey brought to you by Yamapai Plumbing and Heating, Prescott Dirt, Nazair, Country Bank, Moyers Heating and Cooling, Prescott Dental Center, and Prescott Valley Heating and Cooling.
He'll shoot! He scores!
The Coyotes host the Edmonton Oilers, live Tuesday at 7 at AM 1130 by 99.9 FM, Prescott Chino Valley and Paulden, 95.5 FM, Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.
This is Steve Sishka with Olson's for Healthy Animals. One of the common themes of conversations when I've been out and about in Prescott, and I'm sure it's this way in Chino, Dewey, Humboldt, Flagstaff, and Clarkdale, is how nice our employees are. It never ceases to amaze me that people I don't even know will make the special effort to tell me about the folks who take care of them in our stores. That's because we at Olson's genuinely care about your animals and about the fact that you decided to shop in our stores. We're in our 41st year and have seen it all. We have incredible animal and pet experience throughout our company and access this experience on a daily basis. Whether it be what should I feed, how should I feed, how much should I be feeding to achieve the results I want, or my pet or animal has a special need, how can I help make life better? We help you figure that kind of stuff out. We're Olson's for Healthy Animals, where good enough just isn't, in Chino, Prescott, Dewey, Humboldt, Flagstaff, and Clarkdale.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce Director, Lorette Brashear.
Hi, everyone. I am your host, Lorette Brashear. Thanks, everyone, for joining us today. I had great guests. We had Jason Pudney on, one of the owners of Crooked Canes, and Pam Berry, Executive Director of Horses with Heart. Here's where you take out your smartphones or calendars of upcoming events. February 5th, this Wednesday, we've got our business and networking luncheon at Grace Church. It is our economic development forum from 11:30 to 1 p.m. February 21st is the Chino Valley Job Fair at Chino Valley High School, 11 to 2 with early admittance at 10:30 for veterans and for people with disabilities. We'll see you all next time on KQ&A's Talk of the Town Chino Valley Day on 11:30 a.m., 95.5 FM, 99.9 FM, and always on the web at kqna.com.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by Olson's for Healthy Animals, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Cottonwood Area Transit, Janessa's Family Hair Care, A&E Reaper Graphics, Barrett Propane, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, Prescott Dirt, and Yavapai Regional Medical Center. The views on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM and 99.9 in Prescott and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.